Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Rosemary Foggs with the Third Eye. And tonight, before I take my callers, I'm going to talk about the time of year we're in, which is supposed to be a peaceful time of year, but it seems to me that the world is not really peaceful. So one of the things that you can do to change up the energy and to make life better here is that, you know, at Christmas time, this is what happens in families. I read for people and they say, my brother's coming, but I can't stand his wife. Or, you know, every family has their bugaboos. But the most important thing to remember is that we live in uncertain times. And today, when I saw the news that those 14 people have been shot to death in California, you have to live each day with gratitude. You never know when your number's up or those that you love the dearest are not going to be here anymore. So we have to not live in aggravation all the time and allow all the small things to really bother us. So I know it's not easy because things happen, okay? You know, we get things that are annoying, and I had a whole series of things this week happening. One of them, which is nothing really, but it's just added to the irritation. My vacuum cleaner, I only had 2 months. It just burnt out, just like that. So I'm on the phone with the company. They're sending me a new one. Even though I can take care of it, you can have a bunch of things that happen, and I had this week, which really sort of tick you off. And that's small in the big picture when we're talking about getting on with each other. People are afraid of, you know, I don't have enough money, I don't know how we're going to do this. You have to try to let go of that. I try because I know that sometimes outside influences make it impossible for you to feel like you're getting anywhere. But you have to realize that your life can be over in a second. So what is it that you want to leave behind? Do you not want to tell the person that you love to tell them one more time, to embrace people, even if you don't like them, just behave yourself for the 2 days of Christmas when your family's all together? Somebody has to do the first step, because we live in times here, like I just said, where you've got these terrorist threats. You've got things where you do not know what's going to happen, and it's all to put people in fear. And it's not God's doing, it's mankind's doing. We could choose, we could all choose to be a better person and live less violently, be kinder to people, not be cruel, not be all these other things. But unfortunately, we've got Neanderthals in the world here who don't care about anything, and that makes misery for everybody else. You have companies now where somebody works for minimum wage and their prices in their store is through the roof, and they pay people the minimum that can get away with, and they're doing okay, thank you very much. Gone are the days when you worked for a company and you were there with them for 30 years, and when you left, they gave you, you know, a bonus and this, that, and the other, you know, for loyalty. Nobody cares anymore. If you leave, they'll replace you. So a job is just a job. Even if you put your back into it, you have to realize, what's the big picture for me? Am I going to work for myself? Am I going to do better in life? If I leave, am I going to go to a better job? You cannot dwell on things the way the energy is. You can only make your energy better. And, you know, yes, I'm not a great meditation person, only because I have always so much going on in my head that I don't seem to be able to quiet myself for 5 minutes here to do it. I mean, I've tried to do it, and I even bought meditation tapes that actually put me to sleep. Twice I played this one tape that was supposed to be some phenomenal meditation, and I just fell asleep through it. Somebody voice droning going, oh, let's walk through the garden, and I want you to walk down the step. I was asleep, okay? So for me, I had to download open face meditation. That's like symbolic page where you just look at the page and just stare at that, and then, you know, clear your mind, and then you can do it, because I have to do something else. It just does not work for me with somebody's voice all softly spoken. I'm fast asleep. So anywho, so I do try to get up every day. And here's the other thing that we don't do anymore, and nobody's going to, you know, be upset with it, but people don't pray every day like they used to. That was, I remember when I was a child, you know, my dad would sit with me and we would say nightly prayers before I went to sleep. How many people do that anymore? And so even myself, I don't always pray, but the one thing that I always, always do is before I go to sleep at night, I always say, thank you, God, for all that I have and all that I receive. You know, and I wish blessings to all my friends and my family and the people that I love. And the people that I don't know, I wish them well, too. So it's kind of, you're creating a vibration of harmony because you only want the best. And if everybody did that, it would rise up the vibration in the world. And we could actually overcome much of the evil that goes on, because then that would become the minority instead of the thing that incites people to riot or to hate one another or to kill somebody because they're not the same religion as you. That would change everything if we just started saying thank you more often, you know, for peace, for my life, for the day that I've just had and the sun's out and so on, you know. And I say that too with tongue-in-cheek because I know people up north are enjoying that horrible, you know, weather now already with the snow. I know I lived up north. We have to dig out my front door every day, and that's not fun, okay? So anyway, that's what I wanted to say. I want to give just that vibration out, and that when you're coming up to Christmas here, just take a deep breath and go, we're going to have a great time. We're going to love one another because everything can change overnight. You know, all these countries, and I think of all the bombings, you know, amongst all the people, the ISIS that are being killed by Russia, there's also many innocent people that are killed too. That's the thing. It's like somebody drops a bomb on a city or a place and the surrounding whatever, homes, people, other people get caught up in the crossfire and they don't deserve that. But at the same time, maybe it was their time to die. But it's not a good time, good way to die. You want to be blown to bits. So, you know, there's so much of that goes on, and we have to hope that the new year is going to bring more prosperity, a huge change in energy to people. And with this new moon on the 11th of November and the new moon on the 10th of, no, on the 11th of December, we have an 11-11 vibration. And during this time up to that vibration is a really good time to put out good energies, to pray for prosperity, to pray that things work out for the greater good. And even things that those are lessons for us so that we are able to move on. Cannot dwell on every nitpicky, whatever situation you have going on, because you can change it. A lot of times you can change it. You can choose not to be in a bad marriage. You can choose not to have a bad boyfriend. You can start looking for another job if your boss is not a good person or they don't care. You know, we have to put that energy out to the universe. I want change. I'm going to be patient and it's going to happen. And you have to believe in yourself. And you have to embrace all the people that are not as fortunate as you. You have to wish them well and sincerely mean it. So this is a very good time to think of peace and to want peaceful outcomes and treat our neighbor in a decent fashion so that we might be treated the same in return. So I just wanted to say that because I just feel it's more important. When I see that stuff on the news, I think, oh, great, there's 14 people that won't see Christmas Day this year. Somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's father, mother. You know, that's what happened today. And that's an everyday thing. If you think about it, somebody somewhere gets murdered or dies, and you never know if that person, the person that you love, is not going to be here the following Christmas. So I would just make the best of your life and know that God loves you and that when you put that energy out there, you will be shown the way. So I did want to say that, and I am going to play Christmas music tonight. I just thought about that. I played some last night when we were talking and with Pat on Spirit Talk, which, by the way, is on 8 o'clock to 9:30 every week. And, of course, my show here is 7 to – I didn't want to – we did talk for close to an hour last night. And I know when you go on and on and on, people are like, oh, get on with it, you know, because they want to get their question answered. I hear you. So I am not going to spend too long. I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to be playing Christmas music up until Christmas now and wishing everybody the best because I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me either. I don't have everything. It's not just fine and dandy all the time for me either. I have all kinds of stuff to deal with. And but you know what? With God's help, we will go through it, and hopefully we will have a better year next year. Even though I know some things are not so good, I'm not going to dwell on that because that was another thing too about predictions. You know, somebody may say, oh, this and this and this is going to happen, but it may not be in your 10 square foot. It may be affect you because you hear it, but it may not be where you live exactly because everybody has a time and destiny and so on. So, you know, everything terrible that happens, even though it affects you because you hear it, it may not be where you are. So you can go through life going, oh, God, that, you know, these people are going to blow us up and this is going to happen. That may not be you. You may not be in that place. You may live somewhere else. It may not be what's on your path. So everything is in divine order always. And the people that murder other people, they too will get theirs. You know, even if not in this life, but in the next. You can't run around killing people and causing all kinds of misery and heartache. So, okay, I see I have a few people on here tonight. So, let me see. 863-397. Let me open that up. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela. So, Angela, so what is your question for me?
I'm having some problems with my relationship and just trying to figure out what's going on.
I can hardly hear you. It's like broken up. So repeat that.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay. I'm having some issues.
Okay.
I've been with the guy for a year, and I just don't understand what is going on. There's no reason for us to be arguing the way we argue for absolutely no reason, and I just don't understand what's going on there.
Okay, so let me look at that for you. Okay, well, one thing, how is he in his 20s?
No, he's my age, 32.
Okay. Well, you do know, I hope there's no men listening, you do know that you're, most women are older than most men, and especially that side of the 30s, because a lot of times men don't grow up. And I'm thinking that while your relationship was great, and you've been with him quite a while here, you know, after a year, you should know what's going on. You know what I mean? You should go, okay, are we going anywhere? Are we going to get engaged? What's going on? I think one of the biggest issues that I'm looking at here is concerned about his money here. Does he have a lot on his plate?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I think it is. I'm thinking, because what I know, and I know it's not the only thing. There are two or three things here. The one main issue is finances, money going out the door. And even if that vibration fits you, there's a money issue here. It's either not enough money or money going out the door or no money at all. It's just, it's not a good vibration. So feeling that about money. And with that, there's a lot of pressure or comes a lot of pressure. The other thing is, too, that on a relationship basis, he's not feeling like he's in love anymore. Now, he may, if you say, oh, do you love me? He could tell you that he does. But there's something more going on here where he doesn't feel the same anymore. Sometimes when we go through, I don't know, things that don't feel so good or the energy, we'll question what we have. And I'm not seeing the love like it was, okay? Before it was all wonderful, and it's kind of dissipated here. I'm going to say this started about 5 months ago. This is like it was okay for quite a while, like 6 months or so. And somehow, maybe this is who he really is. Maybe that's a pattern with him that he I do feel he's a relationship person, But there may be a pattern in his life where he's with somebody for a while and then he moves on to the next person. Because I just don't see this in the picture working out. It's a very negative energy. Let me ask if you're going to end up with this guy. No, I don't feel that you will. And I know that's disheartening, but you have to understand this too. If you better that you're not married, or you know, in a, even more of a commitment here, because that just makes it harder. And then there'll be somebody better for you down the road. I think money's the number one issue, and then I feel the relationship is the gloss is off the rose, so to speak. It's not going to feel the same anymore, not to him anyway. And to you, it's aggravating because you already know. You go, okay, what's up? What's up with this? Tell me what's wrong. But I actually feel you're gonna. There's going to be a lot of change. Does he live at a distance from you?
He lives in a different house. We have different houses, yeah.
You know, sorry, he lives where?
We have different houses. He lives somewhere else. We don't live together.
Okay. Yeah, there's something here. There's something going on. Well, let me see if this is going to get better with this relationship before Christmas for you. No, I don't see it improving. It'll improve somewhat, but it's not really going to improve. There's a major change here coming, and it's not like you're really going to fight. That's a weird thing, because sometimes when you get into arguments, they get explosive, and it goes above and beyond, and then you say things, you know, more than you were going to. I just feel it's going to come to an abrupt sort of like right fine. You know, you may have an argument, but I just don't see it as an ongoing thing. I think it's like when you mean to say something to somebody and it goes on and on and on, and then eventually you say, okay, this is what I really think, seeing as you asked, you know, and then you have this discussion, and I feel like I think the issue of money involves the parting of the ways. In other words, if I lived with somebody and it wasn't working anymore and I wanted to leave, I would keep my mouth shut because I'm thinking, okay, I don't have the money to save. I just say I'm in love anymore or whatever. I can't just do that. So money is the number one issue about moving forward. Once that's resolved, there will be some parting of the way here where there won't be necessary. Otherwise, it's just going to be nothing but frustration. So I hate to tell you that, because I know you're trying to make this work. Yeah, and I don't think you're a bad person or anything, but I just feel that you want to, and see, that's where men underestimate women. You want to feel loved. You want to feel happy and all that, and you're waking up and you don't feel that anymore. It just kind of feels off, and that's because it is, and that's not a happy situation for you. And, you know, that too shall pass, believe me. But, it won't be anytime soon. I don't see it. I think that Christmas will come and go, and I'm thinking somewhere around this springtime, March, maybe the end of March, that you won't be together anymore. It's not going to go on and on and on. It won't, because you won't try to make something work and it working. That's two different things. And I don't see the effort on his part to do that. He will keep silent rather than tell you what's really, you know, why are you asking me? Everything's fine. Yeah, it sounds like it.
right.
Yeah, when you're stuck, it's not good. Well, I wish you the best. Okay, you have a good night.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, my next caller is 414-292. Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Felicia. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Felicia. So, what's your question?
Well, I believe finances. I'm the type of person, like you were saying earlier, about yourself, to manifest things and to stay positive. I have been doing a great job at that. But my question is, do you see anything else that I need to do? Because right now I'm in a position that I needed to pay some, which I didn't have the funds. Why should I say? Is my finances getting better anytime soon?
Are you talking about your work, place of work?
Yes, or anything.
Well, I'm going to say this about you. There is a decision, and I'm not sure what it's about, okay? There's a decision for you to make because I feel like you have really good communication skills. There's money on the table for you and maybe promise of something more. But if you get to a point and you know how things can change, work for you, you're not going to be out on a limb with nothing. You have, if you're one of these people that, you know, like people call and they say, oh, God, I haven't had a job for 2 months. That would not be the case for you. If things don't work for you, you would move on. You would move on to something, and you would get something easily. I do not see you something or not. I don't see you without money. But on the emotional level, there's going to be an issue coming up where you feel like you can't win. It's like when you sit down and you discuss with somebody, you know, this is what we should do, and you're not being heard, and, you know, somebody else is doing whatever they want, and it's very frustrating for you. I do believe that what I'm looking at, I do believe that's in the workplace. And you may make a decision that you won't stay there. I will say that because there's, I feel like you're, are you an air sign? Are you like Libra or?
No, actually, I'm a Taurus.
Okay, because you.
And my moon sign is Leo.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have said that because you have this ability to be diplomatic. I do not feel that you are. I know you're strong in who you are, but I also feel that you're reasonable. You don't blurt. You know, you work something out. You have the answer. You're never caught.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You always question, and that's very much a thing where, you know, when they're talking, okay, well, let me look at it this way, maybe we can do this, or that. You have that side of you, even if you want to explode, of being very diplomatic. But I feel like what's going on in your place of work, and you're not privy to it, or there's a little bit of dishonesty going on in and around the surroundings where you work. And your instincts are going to tell you that, and it's going to come to a head. Yeah, your instincts. It's like walking into a building. And you go, okay, what's up? What's up here?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I think it's going to come to a head, and I do not feel. But you sort of like have God on your side, your angels, whatever it is that motivates you, moves you. Know that you make the right decisions. You do not let anybody undermine you or intimidate you because you're a leader in the world. You're not a follower. You are somebody that knows how to do something, get on with it, and be respected for it. So if there's crap going on where you live or where you work, rather, you're not going to tolerate that. You're going to get to a point and go, okay, what am I going to do about it? That's right.
I already put in 2 applications for different jobs already.
Yep, but you won't be out on a limb. I'm going to say that. There will be a new key to a new door. Don't come overnight, okay? I know that, you know, wouldn't it be great when back in the day when people went for 5 jobs and they already had an offer of 3? There's a workplace anymore. But I don't see you out in the cold. I see you, okay, I got this. Goodbye, everybody. And you're going to go somewhere better. I see money, money, money for you. You're a money-orientated person, and you're all about being secure and having a better life, and you will get what you want. And these people, where you work, it's not going to stop you. That's what I think.
Nah, that's good, because I need it right now because of the situation I'm in. I know I'm going to need help with finances with a certain thing that's going on, so.
Yeah, so you're going to move on and better times are going to be for you. Be a little patient here because we're right on top of Christmas and it seems to me there's always a lot of action around Christmas. Nobody wants to ever do anything. Well, we'll wait until after Christmas, but that's okay. So I do think that you'll be fortunate in securing something new very soon. I'm thinking like end of January, beginning of February at the latest. I don't see it's beyond that. You're going to get what you want, and it's going to be better for you. So it's you don't have to put up with working in any atmosphere where it doesn't feel comfortable. You spend half your life at work. So you need to be in a place where, okay, either somebody's going to tell me what the hell is going on here or not, you know.
Exactly.
That's the way it is. But I wish you the best. But you're strong. So.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Right.
Okay. Let me see. I've got 402. There we go. 402-306. Hello. Hello, 402. Oh, that's kind of weird. All right. Let me try. Yeah, that's odd when that doesn't, and maybe it's somebody just listening. That's kind of strange. Let me see who else I've got here. Okay. 678-471. Hello.
Hey, Rosemary. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. So I'm going to say happy. No, I'm going to say Merry Christmas because I still think Merry Christmas is fine.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, Regina, so so what is your question?
My question is, what will the new year bring for me as far as romance?
Okay, the burning question. Okay, so we're going to be in a 9-year next year, which means completion. It means end of journey, starting or stopping. For people that have been in bad relationships, it'll mean, ending that for something new. So a lot of people should find in a 9-year, they may find their partner, their twin soul. So I want to see what there's for you. I think for you, maybe it's the time of year, there's a lot of frustration here, and I know that you're tired of being by yourself. And I don't feel... There is an interest here, but I'm wondering if this is somebody out of your life where the cup of love is overturned, so to speak. Did you just finish with someone?
Yes, I got a divorce early part of this year.
Okay. Yeah, well, this person still thinks about you, but, you know, what's the point, really?
I hope not, because I just found out he got remarried. And we got a divorce early part of this year.
Yeah, but he won't stay married to them either. He's not very reliable. He's very charming. He has this engaging way about him, but he's not good about sticking with it and making it work. Relationships need work. So let me just see. Let me see if you're going to meet, and I don't think you're going to meet anybody, and it doesn't mean that you're going to be dateless. I just don't see you meeting the right person this side of this year, but I do feel there's a very strong vibration for you. I'm going to say by end of April into maybe the end of June. Now, sometimes it could be a bit before or a bit after, and I've even had, once in a blue moon, had that happen a year later, you know, not at all in a year that it's very hard when you're being shown this stuff, you know, because that's why a lot of people don't give time frames. But, excuse me, but I like to give time frames because that shows me an energy that's coming in when you're all excitable. As far as the beginning of the year is concerned, if you're going to meet people, I think you are, but you're not going to meet the one. It may be a date or somebody that's a flash in the pan, so to speak. you know what I mean. It's nothing.
You're right.
Nothing exciting, nothing that you want. Also, too, there's something here. Are you involved regarding your ex-husband? Is there anything legal between you? Is there any kind of legalities between you?
Yeah, I am in the process of looking for a lawyer because he's not paying child support, not the full amount each month. So I'm tired of, and that's what I'm saying. He got remarried, so the child support money, he was using that for the wedding or using that for his own needs.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing that dragging on a bit, and the one thing you don't want is for it to end up costing you all kinds of money.
Right.
So let me, but I'm actually trying to see if he's going to have to pay it. So let me see. Let me see if I can see the outcome of a court here. Yeah, the outcome for you is successful. Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask if you're going to have to take him back to court again. You might, once you get over one hump with him, you're going to have more to deal with him down the road as well. This will be all final dandy. And then he'll.
Hi.
That's who he is. Really, really and truthfully, if there's another option later on after this go-round, I would put him in jail. Maybe he needs to have a taste of that to make sure that he pays. Because he just doesn't, he begrudges you it. You know, he doesn't, it's like everything he wants comes before his responsibility here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it could be his wife that's doing it too, because she just slowed down as well. So I don't like her since he cheated on me with her. You're right. Yeah.
Well, that's not going to last. It's like jumping from the frying pan into the fire. But I just feel like it's long drawn out. Anything he can get away with or can put off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they say, okay, we're going to go to court Wednesday. Oh, I can't do that. I'm working. It'll have to be there's all kinds of excuses that go along with this crap. And that too is going to come to a head here. I do think that have you got the lawyer's email, right?
I try to reach out to my former divorce lawyer, but he just hard to get something by getting another one.
Okay,
I don't know if I should go back to him.
But is there any way that you can get, let me ask if you should, I still feel it's a male. Let me ask if you should go back to this. Maybe not, because I don't think he's going to give you. Is there any way you can get pro bono? Is there any way that you can be helped without it coming out of your pocket here?
Yes. Yes, it's a system like that in my state. But I don't mind, you know, even though I'm not working, but I have help because
right.
I want to get the best and get him from what this has been going on for this summer. And he
hasn't even planning some kind of vacation, okay? He can afford to go on vacation. He can afford to do all this stuff, but he can't afford to meet his own responsibilities. He needs to be slam dunked.
Right.
He does. Right. Because you will have this again, and you go through this and the whole nine yards, and then 7 months later or so, he'll do that again. He is all about him and what he wants. He does not want to meet his obligation at all.
Wow.
And he just goes to jail. Here you can go to jail if you don't pay. But he's
right.
One of these people that should pay. It's not like he's not going to be able to afford it. He would buy a new car before he gave you the money that you're supposed to have.
I know.
So,
it's just the fact that he got to give me the money. It's just something about it's giving you the money.
He doesn't want you to have anything. Yeah, but
I know.
You'll be okay. It's just going to drag a bit. You know, if it comes about again, I think you can go to jail if you don't pay. And I would insist on that. I mean, what have you got to lose? Because he's going to keep doing this. It's not like, oh, you do it this time and it will never happen again. That's not true of him. No.
Right.
You'll just keep this up. Yeah.
I will. But nobody... romantically, that's, like, significant coming in. I mean, I don't mind dating because that's what you're supposed to do, but not somebody I can, like, think as a, you know, a significant other coming in next year or...
I do think it's... You know what I think it's? I think it's more towards the summer. I'm going to say round about end of June, July. It's more late. I'm talking about something significant, not having not anybody. You know what I mean? part of it is it's all this stuff you have to take. It takes your energy. You know, but that's why I always tell people. You know, you have this and this has to happen, and then you'll be free to do, or then you'll be in a better place. Sometimes we have these obstacles. And I know we'd like to have a romantic interlude in between, but sometimes you're not afforded that. You have to take care of one thing after another, and then you go, okay, now I'm free to, you know, my energy feels better. Because that's everything, when we attract people, everything's energy. If you go set up and you go, okay, I'm going to go out to a bar, you know, I'm feeling sexy tonight, I want to go out, right? Then and you're in the middle of the wrong whatever's going on in your life, then you're not going to meet anybody worth your time either. It might be just the one to stand or somebody that's no good. So you have to be in a really good place on your level, okay, in order for that to work. I know that it's almost unfair. It's like because nobody,
I know.
Nobody wants to be patient, and me included. Me included. I get really tired when somebody, when I talk to other readers and we do exchange readings. I go, oh God, I'm so sick of waiting for this or that.
I know. That's me. Yes. Yes. I mean,
I don't
want somebody
to tell me to be patient. I don't.
I know. I mean, I would like, you know, I would like to have another friend. I'm trying to get out there and doing all this and that. Not the fact that, you know, my ex-husband got remarried. It's not because of that. It just figured, you know, if just distract me from my everyday life.
Right.
You know, it just wanting, you know, at time. But, you know, if somebody's significantly, it's summertime, that's fine too. Because, you know, sometimes you have to wait on love. So, you know, it's, you know, worth it. So, you know, I'm willing to wait. You know, but
you want to have somebody that's worth, you know, somebody that is going to be worth it to you. You don't want, you don't. There's look at women are always full for this. You know, you meet somebody and they're wonderful, and you talk for hours and hours, and you have such a great connection, and the person's hot, and then for no reason at all, you don't hear from them again, or they don't talk to you for days, and you're thinking, oh God, this is love, and we're really into each other and all that. And Lord knows where his head is. He's from another planet because he's not on the same planet. Like, okay, who did I really meet?
Yeah. Right. You know, because I want somebody more than into, you know, more than just sex. You know, I mean, of course I want that to be good, but I want, you know, my mind, I want the intellectual, I want, like, deep conversations, you know, I want to be more than just sex, you know. Anybody can get sex, you know. I mean,
the biggest problem is we have, A, online dating, and B, instant gratification. We all live in an instant gratification world. So it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
When somebody meets somebody, they go, I can wait as long as you want. I really like you. I want to get to know you, which is very flattering, okay, for a woman. And there's so few people that do that, no matter what their age. You think older men, especially men in my age group, would have some manners and that. I've said that to people. Didn't you grow up in my era? You know, what the hell happened to your manners? So we live in a different time. It's like easy come, easy go. Oh, well, see ya.
Exactly.
You know, it's that attitude. So it's not conducive to long-term harmonious relationships. And the only thing that ever changes that is love.
Yeah.
Love.
And when you essentially that's what I would like. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same old crap. That's okay. You have to be strong. You have to be a strong woman and go, okay, this is what I want, God, and keep asking. Because it doesn't mean that you won't get it. It means that if you're sincere and you just want to be in love with someone, I mean, all the real love things are on the movies. You see something on the movies and you think wow, you know, you watch it and you think, oh, wow, that's really great and all that. But that seems to be on the movies and not in real life too much. Yeah,
I say that all the time. I'm like, oh, that's just TV. That's not real life. We're not going to have somebody to be so romantic every day, or we're just not. It's life. It's, you know, that's just TV. That's fiction, right?
But it's not impossible, because somebody that falls in love with you will treat you the way that you deserve to be treated, because they love
you
too.
That's what I want. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want. Because,
exactly,
and I will do the same for him. Yes. Oh, yes.
But, you'll be fine.
You know, well, I know. It's just a mess. I know next year I'm just working on myself. So, and that's okay. And that's when love comes, when you least expect it anyway. So,
it always comes when, I'm going to say this to me, I have an attitude because I could care less. That is my attitude. I could care less. And when you don't care, people run after you. That's the absolute truth. People run after you. I'm like, what are you? I have that attitude. Well, what is it that you want from me? What do you want? So
I know
I shouldn't be like that, but I am like that because I don't want to be with, you know, some fly-by-night idiot. And I hate the men that underestimate your intelligence. I hate that, too. I hate anybody that talks down to me and think, you know, this isn't going to work.
That's my ex-husband. Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm not even thinking about marriage. I just want to have a good time and just get to know you. And, you know, we that. If it's not broke, why fix it, you know? I'm like that right now in my life. But
you'll
thank
be
you,
okay,
Rosemary.
Okay,
I know. I'll be okay.
All right, you have a good Christmas. Thank you for calling in.
You too. Okay.
All right, bye. Okay, my next caller is 305-778. And after this, I'm going to play some Christmas music, and then I'm going to 863-289. So hang in there. I will get to you all tonight. So I didn't talk too long tonight, too. So it was good. Hello.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
I am good, actually, despite all the aggravations this week.
And
so tell me your name, please.
My name is Maria. And it's so interesting, the previous caller, because my experience is very similar to her. And I was calling for the same reason. About 2 years ago, my husband left me for another woman, and we got divorced. And I've been by myself for a little bit over 2 years, like 2-3 years. And it's the same thing. You know, you meet some guys you like, they don't like you. And then the ones that you don't like you. And and it's so hard. And I really would like to be in a loving, committed relationship. And I'm wondering if you see something like that for me coming up.
Okay, so have you moved? Are you moving, or have you just moved recently?
No, I've been in my same house for 20 years. I've been living in the same place.
Hmm. Okay, I'm seeing a new key to a new door, and usually when I see that, it might be a job. It might be work related.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it, like it's bad. Okay, or anything bad. Let me ask you this. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just heard a beep on the phone. Where your situation is with your ex, are you still tied to him in some way here?
No, we are on non-speaking terms since he betrayed my trust.
Okay, but which he'll pay. I'm going to say that. He will pay.
I'm sorry?
He may think that he's all fine and dandy and everything's great for him, but he didn't treat you the right way. There's something here of that energy still around you. That's why I asked you for the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you think of that, when you think of the betrayal, okay, I want you to realize that it was not a failure, that he was not meant to stay in your life. I want you to look at it differently because when you start a new relationship, because I think that's the importance of you not having something solid yet, okay, is that when you start a new relationship, that relates to him, not to everybody you're going to meet. And the problem is when you have betrayal, you'll always remember it because you date somebody, they don't turn up on time or they don't keep their word, then you start thinking, oh, yeah, I wonder if he's seeing somebody else. Because somewhere in your subconscious, you still have it's not an issue. You don't wake up in bed all angry every day. I don't mean that. But you still have that in a subconscious level, and that has to be healed. So I want you to ask God and the angels, I want you to ask for this to be released. Ask Angel Raphael. I want you to say, I don't want to think that about somebody, because somebody might be genuinely late, or they might genuinely be working that day, and they promise to see you.
No, but I'm okay with that. I know that my marriage ended not because of me. There's nothing I did wrong. My marriage ended because of his lack of morals. That's a different issue. And he is not every man. You know, he is a whatever he is, but not every man is like him.
I do see you between March and May. I'm going to give that window time, okay? That energy is really heightened for you. It's almost like you're going to look in the mirror and go, okay, I'm going to do something different to my hair. I'm going to wear a different color. I'm going to buy that. Never bought that before. It looks great on me. You're going to view yourself differently. You're going to go, okay, it's time to change. What is it I need to do? It's like you're going to give yourself that lift, okay? And I think that energy is going to be related here. And coming into springtime, you know, when all our antennas are up for, you know, attracting people, the mating time, okay, springtime, you're going to meet somebody wonderful. I also see somebody around you this time of year, but I don't know if it's a passing fancy, if it's somebody that, like, hi, how are you, you know, I don't know if it's one of those
things. There is a man that has wanted to have a relationship with me, sexual relationship, but he is married and he has 3 kids. So I'm like not going there.
There's nothing. That's what I mean. There, you could meet somebody, but there is that person that's like, you know, interested, but it's not for you. So you don't have to wait much for here. But I just actually feel like you're going to do something more about it. You're going to go, okay, I need to meet. What am I going to do? Am I going to not go to the same places where I think I might meet somebody? You may even join something new and think, oh, maybe I'll make friends there. I just see it being a very natural sort of thing. Do you work out at all?
I walk 3 miles every morning in the park.
Okay, I'm thinking it's when you're working out. So maybe it's when you're walking. Maybe somebody walks by you or rides by you and says hi to you and starts talking. I feel like it's exercise related. I don't think I've ever said that before. I just saw like I didn't see the walk in. I saw like a gym kind of thing and sport equipment. So I'm thinking, oh, it's a sport.
Well, I've been thinking of going to a gym. Actually, I have been thinking about joining a gym.
I feel like it's a casual, just like that. You go in a place and somebody says hi, and you go, yeah, I just joined. It's very natural, okay? And it's an easy romance. And I do think let me ask if that person is going to lead to, if it's going to lead to long-term. I do see it as long-term. I see like it as easy, like slipping in your foot into a shoe. There's no rush to anything. And it also feels to me like this person also has not been attached for a while. You know, they just wanted to work on themselves and move forward in their life. So I feel like you're going to have stuff in common in regard to relationships. She's going to be like, no, I haven't really been with anybody, or I dated this person for a while, but, you know, I don't feel that this person has external attachments, you know, like they meet you, and then, oh, look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I have 3 kids, by the way.
I'm going to say this to you, too. You know, sometimes when you ask somebody, are you married or whatever, and they say no, and they forget to tell you that they're living with somebody. So I know that you're going to be very clear on those things. Even though men don't like 20 questions, there's no point in getting involved with somebody who's, you know, who's living with someone. And then their attitude is, well, you never asked me. You know, which is so deceitful. Okay, so I do see, I think this is about what I said earlier about a 9-year. A 9 is about completion. It's about ending things that don't work and finding things that do. And 9 years are, let's get on with it. You know, even if you, in this 8-year, even if you have a vision and you write it down, you go, this is what I want to happen in my life. It's a completion of that. So if you've been wanting romance, next year is a very good year for that. And that doesn't mean if somebody listening is dating somebody for 3 or 4 years and they think they're going to get married, if it's not going to work for them, it will end. and you will meet somebody new. It's not, it doesn't mean, oh, good, well, you know, maybe that'll happen next year. Maybe it will. But it, the reverse happens, too, when somebody doesn't get on with it, you know. Sometimes being with somebody too long is also too long. It's like, yeah, it's time to get stale. Nobody bothers anymore. You know, yeah. I don't believe in these really, you know, 5-6 year engagement things. And I think that's kind of boring. I know I would leave. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
I would too. They either want, yeah, you know, no. They either want to get married or they don't. I mean, you know, they either want to form a life with you or they don't.
I think after a year, if somebody doesn't, can't tell me if they see us together and, you know, that we're working on it, I wouldn't stay with somebody because that's your very precious life. Why would you should only date one person when it's not going to go anywhere, when this person is not ready? And, like, you know, are you going to wait 5 years of your life for it not to be anything? And the answer is no. So, well, that's just me personally. So I wouldn't do that. Yeah, no, I want to know. I want to know. If I'm in love with you, I want to know, is this going anywhere? If not, goodbye. You know, which is, I know that sounds cold, but I wouldn't waste my life.
No,
so.
It's not cold. It's very realistic. You want someone who's committed to you, to building a future with you. You know,
absolutely.
You don't want somebody just, the commitment to build a future, to build foundation is not there, then why are you going to waste your time?
I absolutely agree. So, okay, darling, I wish you a happy Christmas. I'm going to play some Christmas music. And then afterwards, so I'll say goodnight to you and thank you. I'm going to come back to 863. If I can get this to play. I'm not very good at this. Okay, what do I have to press? Oh, here we go. Here's the music, 863-289 after the music.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, bring us something good. Oh, bring us a piggy pudding and bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We won't go until we have snow.
Merry Christmas. I could say about that, you know, all the things in the stores where, you know, you have to say happy holidays, you know, isn't that just BS? I think I've been saying Merry Christmas since I was a child, and now somebody decides it's not ethical or politically correct or something of that nature. I'm going to say Merry Christmas if I damn well please. So, and these are old songs, old Christmas songs. And I'm thinking, yeah, people used to say Merry Christmas, you know, and it's meant in, you know, good heart and good wishes, not anything macabre or, you know, worrying about whether it's pagan or not, which is all crap to me. There's so many more things to worry about in life than if somebody says Merry Christmas. Okay. All right, let me get to my next lady here, which is 863-289. Hello.
This is Julia.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you.
I know, very good. And that's what it used to be when it was fun before it didn't become politically correct. So, And I know.
In the movies, when Santa would say it, he always said it, and it made you feel happy. And yeah. Definitely.
That's what it's supposed to be. We have to come. You have to bring back that wonderful energy. And my tree, I put my Christmas tree up the 1st of November. And people think I'm crazy. Yeah, and it'll still be there in January. And so I have a good 2 months of my tree up that I enjoy with all my old memories and my old ornaments on there that I love. So, okay, Julia, dear, what is your question?
Well, I'm going to just follow along with the show theme, new love. There's definitely a theme going tonight.
So you're interested in, it's funny thing, Julia, I just want to ask you this. Are you actually doing new hobbies or joining new things or?
I haven't yet, but that's my plan.
I think it's like a to-do list for the new year. I see you being more active in, like, oh, I think I'll do that, or I'll join that, or I'll do this class. I feel like there's more for you to do. And I also think that you have a lot of talents, and maybe you haven't even explored half the things that would actually come really easy to you. That's what I think. One thing right now, you do have to watch your money. Not to be overspending. I do see that. But I do feel like burdens are going to be lifted from you. Whatever is bothering you or has worried you is going to be a thing of the past. As far as romance is concerned, have you booked a vacation here?
No, not in a while.
Okay, I see you traveling on a vacation here. I see you doing that. I'm still wondering if that's with somebody new. Let me ask if this is somebody new you're going to go on vacation with. Yeah, I see you going, and it's across water. Now, I could say that of anything, but I'm feeling like it's out of the country when I say across. Because when you travel this country, and I have, you know, there's huge bodies of water here.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't think it's America that you're going to be going out of the country, and I think it's going to be with a guy. So let me just see if you – do you have somebody that you see as a friend right now?
I'm sorry, do I have somebody that I see
as
a friend?
Is somebody that likes you, that's just friendly?
Yeah, no, not at this point.
There is someone, maybe it's a neighbor who has a suite on you. There's something. There's somebody, maybe somebody that you're not going to date or anything, but there's somebody that's sweet on you. Maybe it's the way you'll just think they're friendly, and that's not for you either. So let me look. So let's just negate that because that's not that important. So let me see when you're – I don't see you meeting anybody this Christmas, but don't think, oh, great, it's Christmas Eve, I'm by myself. You know, don't worry about that. It's just an occasion and a holiday, and I do feel that by next Christmas that you'll be in a real relationship. I think the person that you're going to meet here, I'm seeing it at the beginning of the summer. It just feels like end of spring, summer, but it feels like the beginning of the summer. I feel like this is ongoing, and it's somebody that you are going to be with by next Christmas. Let me ask if this is somebody you're going to stay with. I do feel that. I do feel it's really long-term. And it's kind of like, it's almost like you're tired, okay? You're tired of, I never meet anybody, where am I supposed to meet somebody? It's that kind of stuff. It's like, what am I supposed to do? It's almost like there's not an option, but there are options. But I do feel, there's also some interesting things here. That's what makes me think you're going to do something new. Are you actually working? Are you self-employed?
No, I'm not working yet. That's another thing on my to-do list for the new year.
Okay, so are you actually thinking of doing something for yourself or being in a position where it's only you? Because I'm feeling, it feels like that. It feels like that in charge. You know, sometimes it's self-employment. A lot of times it's self-employment when I'm seeing that. if it's not, it would be where you are running the show. It could be anything. It could be not even a big job. It could be something smaller, and the guy goes, oh, here's the office. I'll be gone all day, and you're taking care of everything, and there's nobody. I don't feel somebody over you, okay? So I feel like you can get a job. And I'm thinking also that it may be a friend of a friend. Maybe somebody you know somebody and say, hey, you know what? They're looking for somebody. You'd be ideal.
Oh, cool.
I feel that. And also there's some severance with people you know. Now, I'm hoping it's not family, but it feels like, I don't know if it's your mother, but there's something here where it doesn't fit right, and so you're going to go, okay, I'm not dealing with this anymore. It's like you make up your mind that next year is going to be not only a positive thing for you romantically, that you're not going to put up with other people making you upset or you having to go above and beyond to make somebody happy. You're going to be, you know, I'm going to do what makes me happy, and if you're not happy, I'm sorry. You know, you're going to think differently. Next year is a deciding turning point for you in a successful way. Moving forward and feeling, especially from the middle of the year onwards, you're going to see it more unfold than at the beginning. January is just going to feel like, oh, great, it just feels like last year. it's like, okay, January's here, okay.
15 plus one.
Yeah, it's like, okay, same old, same old. But I do feel the year goes on, the energy shifts around you a lot, and it feels, you know, it feels like a Gemini energy. So I don't know if it's somebody you know or if it's you or if it's a new person. But it feels like that fun energy. Somebody like this guy that you're going to meet, his energy is life for living. I'm not dead yet, so let's go. You know, if you say, it's like if you say, oh, I don't like bowling. I don't want to bend over. I don't want everybody looking at my butt, okay? You'll go, forget that. We're going to go get your pants on and your shirt, wear a long shirt, whatever. That's what we're going to do. So I feel like this person is like, let's get on and do it. Life's short. And, you know, that's not such a bit, because that's what I said at the beginning of the show, talking about how, you know, all those people were killed today in California. You don't know what is tomorrow. You don't know when the person you love you won't see again. You don't know. So life is for living. And I think you're going to adopt that attitude for next year. I definitely think that. Yeah, you're gonna be okay. So just a little bit longer here. And you're going to meet, this is not looking for somebody, by the way. You won't look for it. A lot of times when you meet people that are really the right people for you, it's not in a bar setting. It's not, you know, because that's a very sexual, low-energy setting, bar and sexy music and all that. It's not that kind of setting. It's very easy setting.
Looking
like
for Mr. Right now, not Mr. Right, huh?
Yeah. Not Mr. Right anything at a bar. Unless you're
Mr.
No
right
call
now,
bar.
You know, like this is the guy for now, but not the guy that's forever. You know what I mean, the one-night stand. He's Mr. Right now.
I know. I think people just don't know where to go to meet people. But you don't really, in life, when you meet the right person, they usually put right in your path. It's that magic when you look at somebody and you just know there's something. You both have the same instantaneous. There's something about that. And it's not everybody you meet. So, and I know people are impatient. That's what I said earlier. We live in an instant gratification world. Let's get on with it. Let's do it now. But something that's going to last is worth waiting for, I think. So
definitely.
You're going to be fine.
One thing I would like is I would like him to have a sense of humor, because I really, that's a part of me that
I think that he will. Yeah. That's what you should ask for, folks. And you're asking for a partner. Remember, you don't want some bad-tempered person. You just don't.
Yeah.
You want somebody even keel, fun loving, but responsible. You don't want irresponsible either, where you're paying all the bills. No, you want a nice, nice even keel, nice all around good guy. So, okay, Dawn, thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks so much. It was great talking to you, and thanks for all the wonderful things to look forward to.
Yes, do. Yeah, don't worry about Christmas Eve. Go to bed early.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so if someone wants to get hold of me for reading, my phone number is 727-524-1010. Excuse me, and my website is rosemaryfox.com. Okay, I have to see who's waited the longest on here. Okay, 402-306. Hello.
Hi, Rosemary. I've enjoyed your show. This is Sharon.
It's pardon?
This is Sharon.
Hi,
we got
Sharon.
To see once, about a month or so ago when I was out of town. You and Pat were on. You had Pat on your show.
No, Pat is, Pat and I do a show called Spirit Talk on Tuesday night.
That must have been the one I talked to you for just
yes,
a second.
Yes, that can be Pat. That's on later. That's
yeah.
From 8 till 9:30, and then I have, this is my show on Wednesday. So.
Right. Yeah, this is, I'm really glad you talked about the shootings in California. It's been on my mind all day. Yeah, my son was killed and so horrible.
It is horrible. I mean, somebody's mother, father, child died today, and
right.
we have to be grateful for every day and just forget all this crap that goes on and actually enjoy Christmas and wake up and go, thank you so much for this day. We're going to have a great time, and forget all the petty stuff, because you just don't know when. I mean, I think about the Christmas before my dad died. That was the last time I saw him at Christmas. And, you know, I was so close to my father. And when my dad died, even though, you know, he was up there in age, he was 88.
Right.
It's still a shock, and it's still a great loss to me. And
yeah.
That's what it is. But what about when you have children dying, they're overdose drugs, and there's somebody's son, and they're 16 or 17 or whatever. And
right.
Imagine what that does is how devastating. So,
well,
you know, you have to love it. So what is your question,
murdered.
Darling?
Just kind of how things are going, what's happening, is this survival mode going to be lifted? Am I going to be able to get on the other side of this?
Yeah, because you're going to be determined. I know that you lose faith here in your strength and that and who you are, but I don't know. I see you, you know what, I'm seeing a lot of, how can I put it? You know, things growing, you know, like plant. When I see plants, the seed, and it grows and it bears fruit and it doesn't wither and die, that tells me that prosperity and things are going to pick up for you here. Nobody's life is perfect. I just see
right.
little minor disappointments here, but I see the opportunity to travel. I see you just going through an awful lot of stress over up and down finances here. But then I think that things are going to change for you. I don't feel, it's almost like money for you is within your grasp, but it's almost like, how do I get it? Okay, if I'm supposed to make money, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make it? But I do see that you will here. So, and even though I talked to that last lady about self-employment, are you the one that has contracts, that does contracts?
No. I'm actually disabled without disability. I don't even get disability, so I need to get that.
So do you are you actually working from home or doing something for yourself here?
No.
Okay.
I'm
so trying. Are you going to look in to see what you can do to make money?
Well, I need to get my disability and get my medical so that I can get well and. Get some survival, and then I can see what I can maybe do from home, but I can't.
Well, I think where your disability is concerned, I'm seeing it within a three, and I'm thinking it's within 3 months. I'm thinking it's not March, but before then. So I do see you. See, that's, I don't, thank God I don't have to apply for that, but I know people that do, And you could be dead in the street by the time they pay you.
Right.
Yeah, but the time they, and then they deny people who are genuine in need, and they deny it, and then they have to go through the whole process again. And I've never known such a system. And I hate to say it, and I'm going to say it, you know, now we're having all the refugees come in the country that'll be given a visa, a roof over their head, food stamps and everything else. And there are people living here that do can't even get anything. Okay, so
right.
that sort of ticks
That's
me off, right? Yeah, it does. I'm like, okay,
you know,
how about mend the fences here first before mending everybody else's? Now, I feel really strongly about that. They could have done something in that country instead of bringing, I think it's a total of like 800,000 people. You can't take care of the people you have here. So, you know, you're going to do that. You have the threat of terrorism as well, because within those groups, the people, terrorists are coming in and forming groups here. And then you're going to have these ISIS things going on that the people that are already here. You know, never mind what Russia's bombing, that's what, you know, I better not talk about that because I'm going to be off on a roll. But that irritates me when I know people in need here who just with a little bit of help and a little less red tape, you know, could get on with their lives, okay? I do see it happening for you, though.
Yeah, I've kind of been in that position where, you know, powerful people screw up and then they do everything in their power to make you the bad guy.
Right.
And that's kind of what's been going on with me. I'm trying to get my home has been vandalized or destroyed, you know, and I'm trying to get the insurance to, you know, they're fighting me on everything and they got to come true. Otherwise, you know, my home's been destroyed. Do you see anything there?
So when did you apply to the insurance company for your home?
A couple of years I've been trying to get it taken care of.
Okay, but what is it? Do you have to go to a lawyer?
I think so.
In order to get this off the ground, you need somebody more powerful than yourself to slam dunk it. Because when it goes, here's what happens in the law. When it goes beyond 2 years, it's like if you somebody has your property, they don't have claim to it after 2 years. When something goes on as long as 2 years, it's pretty much put on a back burner and nobody cares, basically. If it wasn't taken care of in a timely fashion, then it's all hell to get something done about it. Regarding the insurance company ever paying out to compensate you in some way, I do feel that they will, but it won't be anything close to what you deserve. If you deserve 100% of loss, you'll only get 40, and there'll be all kinds of excuses of why not, okay? Because you being the person who needs it taken care of, you're not treated, you're not powerful enough, you know. If you were the mayor's wife, it would have been taken care of already, okay?
Right.
You know that's what it is. It's not what you are, who you know, and all the stuff, okay? So I feel that you will get some compensation from it, but it's not going to be anything near satisfactory to fixing or doing what you need. And there'll be a mile of reasons why not. And it's because it's not fresh on the ground anymore. And nobody threatened them or said, well, you know, if you don't do this, we're going to do this, that, and the other to you. So I just think here, I see this whole emotional swing for you here. From now, I'm going to say now, even into January, you've got a lot of ups and downs. You've got some highs here where you feel great, and then you've got some disappointments. But I feel like it's up, down, up. So there are going to be some turnaround. There are going to be some choices. There are going to be things that will change for you to make things better. But overall, this year has not been the best year for you anyway. And I do see a travel here. I'm just wondering. I'm thinking, Nick, let me ask about what your year is going to be next year. I feel like you're going to have, let me ask some more. Okay, this is going to sound stupid, okay, but there is an option here of moving, of you actually moving. So I don't know why that would even be on the table, because you talk about your home here, but actually moving from where you are. And I don't know how. I really don't know how that would. I can't do that on the radio anyway, but I can't go into it. But at this moment in time, it's not coming to me why or whether that's beneficial or not to you. But I do see a lot of ups and downs here. And it's only for a short time now. I see things picking up for you. You will get some satisfaction here. And the insurance company will give you 40%, but that's not right either. It should give you 100%. So I think it's because it's gone on too long. It's because it's gone on too long, and there'll be all kinds of reasons, excuses, and even might be some bullshit like, well, you know, 6 months into it, you should have filed, you know, form B1 something, and you'll say, I didn't know that I had to do that. It's just there's a reason for not giving you what you deserve. And yet they take your money every month when you're paying it. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Rosemary, do you see anybody coming in to help me with this, with everything? Because I'm really by myself.
Well, I do think that you can, but you should look into see if you can get some pro bono or free advice here. Sometimes if you're not in the best position here, I just don't see anybody being able to help you till next year. It's almost like we're on top of Christmas here, and either people are too busy or they can't or whatever. It's almost, even if you went and you could afford proper advice, so to speak, or what you needed, even that is delayed. It's like, okay, well, I'm really busy. I can see you then, and I can't really take care of it until January. I somehow feel that it's almost not worth the effort of trying to do anything this side of this year, because I feel that you're just going to be frustrated. I think once you get into the new year and get over the holidays and that, and it's business as usual. Before that, I feel too much stress, and everybody else not having time to give it energy. I really don't. No.
Okay. I meant kind of like a friend or...
I think the problem is your friends have their own thing to do, and that's the same thing with the holidays. You know, people have their own things to deal with, and they can't give it the energy. It's not they don't want to help you, it's just because they own their own stuff going on. I just don't see you getting what you need right now before this year ends. So even if it was a friend, even if you called somebody, they'll say, you know, I'd love to, but I really can't because tomorrow I have to run and do this and blah, blah, blah. It seems to me everybody has a lot on their plate. So I don't see you get any real help here until after the end of the year.
My family, my daughter.
I don't know, but I have to go because I'm looking at this clock here. I can't stay. I don't know. That didn't come to mind, but I have to go now, darling. So, all right.
You take care.
Thank you for calling. All right. Bye bye. Okay. 347. Let's see. I forgot. I've got to wait. Okay. 347-463. Hello.
Hi. I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
Yes, my name is Tanika.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hardly. Sort of. I can hear you now.
Okay, great. My name is Tanika.
Tanika?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question?
I just would like to hear about love and relationship and marriage and the future for me and children.
Okay, so, all right, so there's a few things here. First of all, I know that we're all on this journey, and I do see love and happiness for you long term. Sometimes I don't want to even use those words because it doesn't really apply to people long term for some reason. There are two things here. Do not go back to anybody you've known before. I don't care if somebody you hear from out of the blue, do not do it. Do not think, oh, wow, you know, no, don't. On an emotional level, I see you cutting ties and having a new start. As far as you getting married, we're in 2015 here. Let me ask how many years. before you get married here. I'm looking at 2.5 years. That doesn't mean you're waiting 2.5 years to meet somebody. That means about 2.5 years you're going to be married. As far as having children is concerned, let me see if you're going to have children. That's an interesting question, because what I'm getting is maybe, and that means not because you can, because there's a choice here. So it may be career and maybe other things that put things off. So let me ask if you're going to have any children at all. Okay, let me see. What are you going to have here? I think at this moment in time, I'd only risk saying that you're going to have a boy and that you're going to have one child. And it's not because you can't have more. It's because there's a whole slew of reasons why there wouldn't be more, from money to whatever. I also want to, have you lost anything of value lately at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I want you to be very careful of your personal possessions here, not because it's Christmas and, you know, there are weird people around, but because it's just that kind of energy for you. So I want you to be really vigilant. The only way I can describe it is, like, if you go to Starbucks and you have coffee and you have a lot on your mind and your phone's on the table and you go at the door and you go, oh, I left my phone, and you come back and then somebody's taking it. So now it's going to cost you $400 or $500 for a new phone. So I want you to be really vigilant of the things that matter to you, your keys, your windows being shut, your doors being locked. Don't be sloppy in any regard. Don't run into a store and not lock your car. Because even if it's a pair of sunglasses, there will be something taken from you. So that is an energy I definitely see around you. I know we've always got to be careful with our money. I do see you meeting somebody, but I don't think this person is the one. I think it's one of those flash-in-the-pan things where it feels great, and I do think that you're going to meet that person. It might be over the Christmas time, New Year's, something like that, and you think, oh, he's a great person and all that, but then I feel, I don't know, all together on the big picture, it's like, is this going to work? And there's going to be things that won't work. You know, when you meet somebody, you always think everybody's great, okay? And then you discover things about that person, and you think, oh, okay, this is not for me. And I feel like you'll have more options and more choices. So do you see your financial situation improving a lot next year? But right now, I want you to be careful with your money. Lock your doors. Don't expect too much. I know this sounds awful, but we don't have much of this year to go. So I want you to have a different attitude and realize there's going to be more opportunities for you next year. But I do see love and happiness in the long term. I really do. And then you'll be calling me and saying, oh, God, why did I get married? Everybody wants to get married or to find the one in that, and then they're like, never be in a rush to do something that apparently is supposed to be forever, okay? Never be in a rush. Mm-hmm. Always let God do his work, so to speak. That can bring the right person into your life. I know you don't want to be by yourself, but you're not going to be. But I think it's a busy life that you will have, and I think having one child is because of that, not because you can't have 10 if you want it or whatever. So old are you now? Are you in your
30s? I'm in my mid to late 30s.
Okay, so you'll have a bit. You know what you might do? You might do what I did. I got married when I was 37, and my second marriage, and I had my son when I was 40.
I'm 37.
Yeah. So, but, and I met and married my husband in 1 week, okay? I know that's weird, because Oprah Winfrey had a show on. My friend said, you should call in. But I did. I met him literally in 1 week. I met him on the Sunday, and we got married on the Saturday. We were married for 14 years.
Wow. I believe in that. I believe in true love like that.
You know, it's not something I'd advise people to do.
Yeah.
So, okay,
but,
darling. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, from my past, you're saying don't if someone comes back from a past, don't go backwards.
No.
I don't usually go backwards, but there's one person that for some reason I still have feelings for. I mean, our relationship wasn't, it was only for like a year, but I feel like he was a soulmate for some reason. And I've tried to date, but I don't know.
But the problem with that is a reason why it didn't last. And so when you keep going back, you're going to keep learning that lesson. Very, very seldom does something work that didn't work before. So you have to be very careful of that. Even if there's that magic or the sex is great or whatever it is, you still have to be careful of going down that road of the reason it didn't work before. You have to think of what happened, why didn't it work. So you don't want your heart broken. I don't feel anything from the past is your future. And that's okay if you can leave your heart at home. If you leave your heart at home and you go, you know, why not? I've not been out with anybody. I was really attracted to this guy. And sometimes when you go back with that person that you were so attracted to, it may not feel the same anymore. It may not feel that anymore. You know, so
right.
Sometimes you want to do that just to see how you feel. But I don't see that the past is your future. So I have to go because the time's getting on. But it was great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. And I have another 347 number here, 889. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. So what is your question?
I also have a love question. I've been seeing some other things and I wanted to know where is it going.
I don't know if you're too close to the phone, but it sounds a bit muffled, so it didn't really... did you say you also have a love question?
Yes, I've been seeing someone, so I wanted to know, you know, where is it headed?
Honestly, I can't hear you. It sounds like, you know,
Is this better?
Yeah, oh God, that's so much better, yeah.
Okay. I said I've been dating someone and I wanted to know where is it going.
Okay, this person that you're with now, is not going to offer you what you want. So this is like an old soul connection. You definitely soulmated here. There's somebody that you're supposed to be with. I mean, you could say that of any, you know, we meet so many soulmates. You could say that of anybody. But I feel that even though I see happier times coming for you, I don't see this person being in your life. I think there's going to be a choice of two people, and the one person you're going to realize that you really don't have a relationship with. But I don't see you unhappy. I just feel that you're going to feel drained or like, okay, this didn't work or that's not working. So the person that you're with now, I do not feel that you'll end up with that person. I do think that Christmas will be a happy time. I just don't see this long... It's because I feel that the person's not going to give you what you want, meaning like, oh, we've been together this number of months, years, whatever, now we're going to get married. So I don't see you getting engaged or married to this person. And even at the outside chance that this person bought you a ring, it would be like forever and ever. It still wouldn't happen. So as far as he's concerned, I feel like this will go on for a little bit longer yet, maybe 4 or 5 months. And then after that, it will die out. And then I don't see you meeting anybody that you really want until the end of next year after that. It's almost like you may date different people or you just might not be in the mood and won't feel happy. What I'm not seeing here or feeling is, I mean, I've seen this love stuff, you know, the stuff that tells me, oh, wow, this is like a real love relationship. It's kind of... and feeling for it there, but beyond that, no. Like, okay, I'm looking for the wedding ring, the golden cup, the stuff, the symbols that come in my head. Are you going to have your wishes granted? Yes. But I do not feel he will go out of your life and the next person that you're serious with is the one that's going to not date you forever going to go, okay, you're the one I want, so let's do it. That's what I think. And this is like something that could go on forever. The other one is the one that you're going to meet is going to be somebody that is knows what he wants. You're not going to be like, I wonder if he cares for me. I wonder if he loves me. I wonder if wonder. You don't have to wonder anything. This person is like, I want you, and you're the one I want, and that's it. I do not feel that you'll get with this guy. The one that you have now, he will give you excuses, or he will not tell you. It won't say it in a way. It's like when you say to somebody, oh, do you love me? And they go, of course I love you. Okay. But if you love me, then why isn't it going anywhere? Why isn't it going to be more? Why are you pushing me? Why are you trying to rush me? Why are you... Somebody who's in love with you doesn't do that. They're so afraid of losing you that they won't take that chance of pissing you off so that you'll go off somewhere. They'll just assure you that they love you and that you that you're going to be married one day and, you know, and it's all going to be fine. You just... I don't feel you're going to get that from him. He's not going to give you that assurance. He's just going to tell you what you need to know in the moment, and that's it.
Okay. Is it because that's just him, or is there somebody else you see?
I don't think it's that. It's like, okay, in life, you know, you go through life, and there's so many levels of love. You know, I'm thinking about when I was in love when I was 18, and then when I married my first husband, I was in love with him. It was a different kind of love. It's there are different degrees of love. There's the love that lasts forever and ever. There's the love that is friendship love, and it's comfortable. Some people settle for that. And then there's the stuff where you can't live without the person, where you think you would just die if they are not going to be in your life. And so there's no saying, you were the one you can't live without, not the one you can live with. And that's a true saying. When your life is so absorbed around a person that you're in love with that you want your life to fit with theirs, neither one of those people are ever going to go anywhere. Neither one of those people are not going to make up an argument or make something solid because they don't want to lose the person. He's not in a position to do that. He will not do it. Ring on you to say, okay, we're going to get married, we're going to plan this and do it. It's like, it's more of a, why are you, you know, some guys do that after I've only known you 5 years. I would never be with somebody 5 years. It's like, no, goodbye. So I think you'll have a happy Christmas. I don't think it's, you know, my advice to anybody, you have to work it. You can say, I don't believe her. I'm going to make this work. I love him. We're having a great time. We're going to be together. But in the end, it'll be what it is in life. If there's something better for you or somebody who loves you and is more committed to you, then that's what will happen. That's what I see now as a probable outcome because things are not changing. They're not changing. He's not making it more secure for you.
Right.
It's like dating.
Okay.
It's like forever girlfriend, if you know what I mean. So.
Yes.
All right, darling. I have to go. I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
So if anybody wants to get out of me for a reading, my number is 727-524-1010. My website is rosemaryfox.com. I will be on again next week from 7 until 8:30, and then on Spirit Talk on with Pat Rivers on Tuesday from 8 until 9:30. She also has a show tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio called River Spirit Messages. So I have to go before they cut me off. It is 8:31 now. So if I didn't get to, I'm sorry. Have a wonderful December, and I'll keep saying Merry Christmas until every show is done in December. Okay, good night, everyone, and thank you for calling in.